You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. It's another awesome week for amazing shows and inspiring people of who is next to know about. Our first guest today, who is next, is Aisha Perry Iqbal. Aisha is a Welsh native, currently residing in sunny Los Angeles, but also currently for our episode is in London because she's the host of Naked Beach on Channel 4 in the UK, which is such an inspiring show. We're going to talk more about it on the show. And she's also a plus size model. A fun fact about Aisha is that she is the only Pakistani plus-size model in the U.S. presently, and she has used her platforms in modeling and acting and social media to empower and encourage women to embrace their bodies at any size, color, or shape. She's faced many obstacles and challenges during her journey and has decided to start her amazing blog for women to talk about relatable topics, current affairs, travel, and fashion inspiration. Aisha is so inspiring and amazing because she also talks all about how important the presence of social media is, some of her inspirations, and how she really got to where she is today. So she is chatting with us from London at 7 p.m., 7:30 at night. So we're so honored to have her slipping out through dinner to chat with us. So stay tuned for Aisha. All right, everybody. I officially have the amazing Aisha Perry Iqbal on the line. She's actually in London right now, which is so cool. She's a plus size model and currently the host of Naked Beach on Channel 4 in the UK. Hi, Aisha. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh my God. So excited to have you. What an inspiration you are, you know, being the only Pakistani plus size model in the US also, because I know you're back and forth in Los Angeles as well, right?
I am. I'm actually based in LA. I've been there for 7 years, but now that I've been working so much at home, it's given me a chance to come back more often.
I love it. I love it.
At the moment, back and forth. Yeah.
So tell us about like your backstory. So how did you end up falling into the world of modeling, hosting, all of that jazz?
Well, I've been acting, singing, and dancing since I was a little girl. I did a bunch of TV stuff in London, and I went over to LA to drama school. I studied musical theater, and when I graduated, I was told that by a manager that I was too pretty to be the fat best friend and I was too fat to be the lead, so I had to pick one or the other. And then I was sitting with one of my girlfriends at dinner, and she was a plus size model, and she was like, you know what, you should just start modeling. And I was like, what? No. And she was like, no, this is like Naked Digital and let's do it. And I was like, okay, sure. And then I got signed by one of the biggest agencies in LA. And I just started working, and it gave me a platform to honestly start telling girls that, you know, you can love your body just the way it is, you can be whoever you want to be. And actually, that management that said that to me, it's like, well, no, I can be just the way I am at work. So I feel like it's given me an amazing platform to do what I feel my purpose is, which is to help women. So.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And embrace, like, who you are. So, you know, being totally transparent and honest, you know, when it was your first gig and you got that feedback about, like, the way that you looked, how did you respond to something like that? And how do you overcome how to interpret things that are said to you in the industry?
Basically, at the time, you know, I was only, like, 21.
Right.
It really did affect me. I was like, oh, wow, like, well, I can't make myself uglier, so I'm going to have to just try and be really skinny, and I'm going to have to try and fit this mold of whatever the lead in action is supposed to look like. And it put so much pressure on me that I lost all this weight, and then I got taken into hospital because I was malnourished, and I was like, you know what? I can't do this. Like, I have to do what's right for my body, what is healthy for my mind and my body and my soul, and that's what I started doing. And I think other girls need to learn that, you know what, everybody has an opinion. Everybody is going to have an opinion on you, but really the only opinion that matters is yours. And if you do the work to love yourself, then you're going to be in a position where those opinions don't really matter. It's just going to spur you into the right direction with the right people who want to treat you nice just because of how you are. You don't have to change to make people happy. And that's not just in the entertainment industry. I think that's in life.
That is. It totally is.
By the right people, so.
No, yeah. That's great advice. Really good advice. Thank you for sharing that. So what was the first gig that you ever got?
My first gig was for Forever 21.
I love it.
It was one of my, dream jobs. And I went in for a casting, and they booked me, and I ended up being a regular there. And, it was really fun. It was, young and fresh and smiling, the perfect first job, I think.
I love it. That's freaking awesome. And it's in the fashion world, and it's so true, because a girl that shops at Forever 21 is of all shapes and sizes and great price points, right?
Yeah. And I think, and I still shop at Forever 21, even though I'm definitely not 21 anymore.
Me too.
They range for all different body sizes, all different styles. I love when you walk into the store and it's all different styles and different sections depending on what you're feeling. So I'm really glad that I was able to have them under my belt as the brand that I support and I rep.
I love it. What would you say was one of your most embarrassing moments in the TV world thus far, TV and modeling world?
My most embarrassing moment?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't get it. The thing is, I don't get embarrassed easily.
I love it. So, well, something that kind of threw you off guard. Something that threw you off guard on set.
I'm on this new show in body paint, and I'm literally naked with body paint on, so I guess most people would find that embarrassing, but, I like my body, so whatever. But I think, having to play sport in body paint and in some of the scenes was quite embarrassing because everything's jiggling,
I freaking love it. That's hysterical. So tell me, let's talk more about that. So you're hosting Naked Beach in the UK. Tell us about the show, what it's about. Obviously, you gave us a little bit of a scenario, tell us about it.
Okay, so I am one of eight hosts who are body positive. They range from all different shapes and sizes, male and female, and we all have different stories. We did a science that Dr. Keon, who is a psychologist for body image, and Natasha Denver, who is a body image specialist, they put together this research that proves that if you're naked around other naked bodies, it's the ultimate way to improve your body image. So we, as hosts, we have three people come to the villa every week, and we work with them on their low body image by doing different activities for them. And we definitely saw a change in their body images by the end of the week.
Crazy. So what kind of stuff are they painting? Give me an example, because we're obviously, most of the majority of the people that listen are US-based. So what kind of stuff are they painting?
They're not actually changing anything about themselves, they're just improving their body image. So they all of them came with lower body image than us. One girl, for example, had vitiligo. She had these patches all over her body, obviously, what vitiligo is. I have psoriasis, so I worked with her, and she didn't really like her body at all. She had a very low body image. I worked with her during the week to kind of get used to her body and like it more, and then her body image score improved, and now her life has completely changed. She's been doing so many things that she'd never done before. Like, for example, she'd never been in a swimming pool and wore a swimsuit, and now she goes in a swimming pool, takes her kids swimming, wears a swimsuit.
I love it. That's amazing. That's so inspiring that, just that impact can change their whole lifestyle. Amazing. I love it.
Yeah, and I think the image of your body affects not only just how you see yourself, it affects your daily life, it affects the things you wear, it affects your choices, it affects your relationships, your work relationships.
Right.
I think it's something that really needs to be talked about. And it's not just in the UK, it is all around the world.
Right.
And it's not just women, it's also men as well.
Right.
So I love that this show is so positive, and it talks about not just women's issues, but men's issues. It's not just about your weight, it's about all different issues that you might have with your body. And just seeing the transformations that have been made for these people's lives and how we were able to affect them in such a positive way, I'm so happy to be a part of it. And I think hoping that eventually we'll push it over to the States and it'll be something we can work on there too.
Yeah, I think that's really brilliant. I mean, you're so right, because it's so much more than just how you look in the mirror. There's so many different types of body things that people deal with on a day-to-day basis physically. So it's really interesting to say
that. One of the activities in the show is you have to stand in front of the mirror for 20 minutes. And you have to look at yourself naked and pay attention to yourself. And I didn't realize that I actually already do that. I've been looking at myself in the mirror since I was a kid, and I realized a lot of people don't do that. And then they have lower body image. And when you start looking at yourself, you see what's in front of you, and you start paying attention to yourself, and you start liking yourself more. I think those things really help. So, yeah, looking at yourself in the mirror is something that's really important.
Such an interesting perspective, definitely, because that's like, it's like, that's you to your core, right? At the end of the day.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah, but you wouldn't believe how many people have never looked at themselves naked in the mirror.
Right.
They won't look past their face.
It's so interesting. You bring a very good point.
And then they hate their bodies. It's like, well, you've never seen your body.
Right. Or you don't pay attention to it.
You're going by what other people are saying about you. Yeah, you've never really looked at yourself properly. Mm-hmm. So how are you supposed to have a solid image of what your body looks like or be able to give any positive feedback on it if you don't look at yourself?
Right. It's a really interesting discussion and really, really interesting topic because, yeah, I'm like so fascinated by everything that you're talking about. It's really good points. So when is that on? Like, can people watch that on YouTube too or anything like that here?
It's already out now. The third episode will be out on Thursday. I'm not sure if people can watch it. I'm pretty sure there are clips on YouTube, but I don't know if they can watch the full episode. I don't know if it was distributed out to the States. But there may be discussions of that. I'm not sure.
No, that makes sense.
There's clips on my Instagram. But there are things on YouTube and there's clips on my Instagram for people to watch. So, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, so cool. Okay, so let's go back. Amazing you're doing that. I want to talk more about, like, somebody that you admire. Like, when you decided to be this model and actress, who is somebody that inspired you that you want to be or similar characteristics?
I don't actually think that I want to be anyone else. Someone that inspires me is Ashley Graham. She is one of the front runners for plus size models and
totally
loving yourself just the way you are, and I really have enjoyed her journey, and I've met her in person. She's so wonderful, and she's so confident, and it really oozes out of her. And she not just does things for modeling, she does a lot of public speaking for women, she's a lot of presenting, she works a lot with different brands to try and make things more inclusive, and those are all things that I believe in. So she totally inspires me to be the best I can be. She's standing for all of the girls in the industry as a front runner. I feel like she's definitely someone to look up to.
I love it. And you brought such a good point, you know, to reiterate my question. It's like, you're all your own people. And like, I think it's always good to pull things from different people you like and be your own person. You know, I think that's very important. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome. So if you have any advice to, you know, young girls that are interested in getting into the plus size modeling world, what advice would you give them?
I would say, firstly, start by putting your digitals together. So wear an all black outfit, black jeans, black top, natural hair and makeup, stand in front of a clean, like, backdrop with good natural lighting, take your front side back shots and send them out to agencies. And then secondly, I would say start working with photographers, start getting experience, hit up photographers on Instagram and be like, hey, I'd love to work with you, and start shooting in front of the camera. Even, you know, the outfits that you're wearing, start practicing what you enjoy. And I think putting it out on social media, and the more people get to see you, the more options you'll have to start modeling.
It's really good points. And obviously, you know, you've really built a good social media presence. Do you truly believe as a model that that's something that should be very important for them to build?
I like social media, but I don't like social media. There's pros and cons to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely is a part of the modeling industry. It's a part of every industry now, I think, as far as entertainment. People look to your social media as your portfolio. So I think if you build that nicely, whether you have following or not, if you have nice pictures on there, things that represent you and your brand well, I think when people ask for your social media, they're going to look on there and they're going to be like, oh, we're going to book this girl. Wow, she looks so pretty in all of these pictures, like especially as a model. Like that's your online portfolio.
It's
so
true.
Yeah, I do think it's really important to have that set up. I mean, obviously the following comes with it as you go,
right,
depending on what it is that you want to do. I mean, mine just came over time from, you know, working with different brands and being in different campaigns and doing different interviews and putting myself out there. And I think that just happens naturally for people when you do those things. But for sure, definitely social media is important.
I love
and
it.
It's part of, if you brand it well, it's important.
Mm-hmm. No, it's such a good point. I use it so much for all of my clients and in my business. I was curious too, like, you made such a good point about how it essentially is now your new comp card. Like, it is. Like, that's how all the agencies really see who you are as a person, right? More than even just your pictures. Right.
And actually, I think I've gotten a lot of jobs through Instagram. And that sounds really weird. Like, well, how would I even trust that? But, like, brands will slide in my DMs and be like, hey, we really like you. We'd love to work with you. Okay, cool. Here's my agency. I mean, they're not going on your agency's profile anymore to look at your portfolio. They're going on your Instagram.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you for sharing that. That's good points.
Yeah, and if you don't have an agency, you don't really need one. You've got your social media.
Right.
And if you build that well, then that's going to get you the traction that you need. That's going to get you seen by the people you want to be seen by, because all these brands are on Instagram. They're always looking for girls.
It's really good points, Aisha. I love it. I love it all. Thank you so much. I want to play a quick game time before we close out, because I know it's late in London and I appreciate you taking this awesome call with us for our podcast. So,
no problem.
What is Aisha's favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Ooh, I love a bit of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, anything Shonda Rhimes.
I love it. I love it. So fun. Okay, next question. What is Aisha's favorite food?
Oh, I love spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti bolognese. Oh my God. Amazing. Do you have a favorite restaurant in London that's like your go-to to get that?
Well, I don't actually. I've never lived in London, but my boyfriend's from here, so he takes me to all the fun food places.
That's good. I actually
cook a really good stag bowl, so I don't need to go to a restaurant for it.
I love it. You have your own special recipe. That is amazing. So fun. Okay. Where's your favorite place that you've traveled thus far?
Ooh, favorite place I've been so many places in the world, but I must say my favorite place I always love going is New York. It's my favorite city in the world, and I would absolutely love to live there. There's so much culture, and there's so many things to do, and it's buzzing, and it's right up my street. So, yeah, I would say New York.
So fun. I love it. I'm an original New Yorker, so that speaks to me very strongly. Love it.
Yep. New York.
Love it. Okay, next question. If you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be from shirt to shoes and why? Or top to bottom?
Oh, it would be a nice, cute, summery dress with, like, probably a pinched waist. So it gives me a bit of, like, cuteness with, like, bright floral print, probably. And there's some cute sandals and, like, a nice little cute, bright-colored handbag. That's right up my street.
All things bright.
It's, like, all occasions, you know?
I love it. I freaking love
it.
All things.
And I'd probably have, like, a denim jacket to go with it just in case it gets cold.
Good call. Good call. I love all the bright color schemes you were talking about. That speaks my language, too. I love color. Because everybody wears black all the time, I feel like. So fun. Okay. So,
I love a bit of color.
Me too. So who is somebody that you, if dead or alive, that you would love to have dinner with?
Who would I love to have dinner with? You know, I'd really love to have dinner with Michelle Obama.
That's a good one.
I feel like there's so many questions that I want to ask her. I feel like she really speaks for women in general, especially women of color. I mean, I'm not black, but I'm ethnic, and I feel like I relate to her a lot. I read her book, and I think she'd be someone I'd really enjoy having dinner with, and someone I'd probably get along with. So
I love it. What a great choice. I feel like she's so sophisticated. She's fashionable. Really good choice. I love it.
Yeah, right up my street.
So I love your phrase, right up my street. That's adorable, by the way. Love it. So this was so fun, Aisha. Can you please tell everybody how they can get in touch with you through social media and also your website, all that stuff?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at AishaPI, which is AYESHAPI. That is Instagram and Twitter. You can also look on my website, which is www.aishapi.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being on Next on Scene. It was such a pleasure to have you. You are awesome. And everybody definitely needs to check out Aisha. Amazing. She's doing amazing stuff. I hope you had a great experience.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And thank you everyone so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.